Dawn was coming. The Waystone Inn lay in silence, and it was a silence of three parts. And then there's another 1,100 pages after that. I'm Monty Ashley. I read The Wise Man's Fear by Patrick Rothfuss. And this is Recently Read. Patrick Rothfuss wrote The Name of the Wind, which came out in 2007, and then The Wise Man's Fear, which came out in 2011. So I'm a little bit behind on my reading. In fact, if you go back to October 27th, 2011, you can listen to the Incomparable Podcast's Episode 63, Like a Good Book Exploded, in which this very book is discussed. But I hadn't read it then. I've read it now, in 2019. And really, my main emotion is that I am proud of myself for having finished it. This paperback edition I have is 1,100 pages, and although it went pretty fast, there are times when I definitely felt how long a book it was. And I'm trying to figure out why, because moment to moment, I enjoyed it. Like, I enjoy Kvothe, or however people say you're supposed to pronounce it. As you can see, I'm so far out of the loop, I have to make up my own pronunciation for him. So I'm going with Kvothe. I enjoy him, but he's kind of too good at everything for me to really love. Like, during the course of this book, he learns, I think, three or four languages, and they're all impossible to learn languages at that. He starts off as the best musician and the best singer that's ever existed. He is a natural at magic, and he's great at magic. He learns to be a brilliant lovemaker in this book. He learns a martial art that I think is basically Aikido, and is never taught to outsiders because barbarians can't learn it, except, whoops, Kvothe, you're the greatest ever. And it's like that. Like, everything he tries to do or tries to learn, he's amazing at, which means the only way to have plot complications is have him act foolishly and get people mad at him, which he does regularly. So he'll come into town, he'll do a favor for the king, and oh, he made the king mad. Now he has to do an impossible task. Oh, he did that impossible task. Now the king loves him. Oop, he made the king mad again. And it feels like there's not really a reason for Kvothe to be in trouble a lot of the time. It also feels like the book didn't want to end. It's very, I would say it's digressive, if you know what I mean, because he starts off in one place. He is at a wizard school, and then suddenly, about halfway through the book, off he goes on an adventure, and that adventure takes a while, and then he goes off on another adventure, then he goes off on another adventure, and then he goes off on another adventure, and he does eventually backtrack his way to the school, which is nice for a sense of closure, but a lot of the time, whatever worry Kvothe has, I'm kind of wondering why I care. Like, he has trouble at school, right? There's another student who's very rich and powerful who is his enemy, although he never appears on screen in this book, which is odd. And so Kvothe is constantly dealing with those with problems this guy is throwing at him. But there's no real sense that he needs to be at this school. Like, he's very poor. But if he went to a different town, being the greatest lute player in the world and knowing every song in the world and now having a good handle on the powers of magic would mean he'd be fine. I guess that's why there a lot of times it felt like the book was taking too long. There isn't a lot of drama when Kvothe is gonna be fine. And not just because he's the one narrating the story so you know he survives. He's just so good at everything that I'm not that worried about him. But having said that, I did really enjoy reading it. Page to page, a lot of fun. The minor characters are fun. And most of all, I want to say I finished The Wise Man's Fear. I have now caught up to 2011 in nerd pop culture. Hooray! And that's what was recently read.